Hi, welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Edyos. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet says, Ha'omer shehu samuch l'gapa, ul'gadish, ul'bakar, v'lakelem, u'shacho. If there's a sheaf that somebody gleaned in the field, and he left it near a fence, or he left it near a pile of grain, or he left it near his animal corral, or if he left it near his tools, and he forgot about it there. Beishamai omrim eno shicha, ubeishila omrim shicha. Beishamai say then it is considered not left for the poor, and Beishila says it is. It's now the property of the poor, he can't take it back. Let us look in the Bartnuro. Lagapa, that's a fence. Gedra avanim seduros zu al gav zu, below teat. So it's a stone fence with rocks piled one on top of the other without any mortar. Vlakalim, and what about these tools? Kli hamacharisha. So these are his farming implements. So Beishamai omrim eno shicha. They say that it is not considered left for the poor. Plugtaihu de Beishamai u Beis Hillel. But omer shehechzik bo. Laholichin leir. Benusno betzad hagapa u betzad hagadish. Beshacho sham. So the first opinion the Bartnuro is saying is that this difference of opinion between Beis Hillel and Beishamai deals in a case where the farmer took the sheaf and he said, okay, this is ready to go to the city to be sold, and he places it near the pile or near the fence or one of these other things, and then he forgot about it there. Beishamai omrim, eno shicha shehare zakabo. Beishamai say it's not considered forgotten and therefore property of the poor because he already took possession of it. Ubeishila omrim shicha, and Beishila say, nope, that is considered forgotten and it belongs to the poor. Perish acher, another explanation of this scenario. Beishamai omrim eno shicha afilu ba'omer shelo hechzik bo klal. Lo havi shicha. So according to the second understanding, Beishamai is saying even if he didn't take possession of it to bring it to the city and put it down, even if he never took possession of it at all, it's still not considered forgotten and therefore property of the poor. Deho v'hinicho etzal davar hamsuyim asid l'zichro. Because since he left it near a landmark, he's going to remember about it. So it's next to a fence, it's next to the corral, he's going to remember that he left it there. So therefore, even if he didn't take possession of it, it still doesn't lose its status as his property. Ubeis Hillel omrim, shicha kolzman shelo hechzik bo. And in this case, Beis Hillel says that it's considered forgotten as long as he hasn't taken possession of it. But if he does take possession of it, then that's another story. Umodim Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel agree, she'im hechzik bo v'achar kach shachach she'eno shicha. So they would agree with Beis Shammai in this case that if he took possession of it and then put it down, then it would, in fact, continue to belong to the owner. Now let's look in Mishnah Hay. Kerem Ravai. So the grapes that are produce of the fourth year. So the first 3 years you can't use, and the produce of the fourth year have to be taken to Yerushalayim. So in a sense, it's like Maaser Sheni, but not completely like Maaser Sheni, the second tithe. So when we're talking about Kerem Ravai, these grapes of the fourth year, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai say, Ein lo chomesh ve'ein lo bir. If you redeem it onto money, so you don't have to carry all your produce, you can carry money, he says you don't have to add a fifth. And also, you don't have to remove it from the house on Erev Pesach like you do the second tithe. Ubeis Hillel omrim, and Beis Hillel say, Yesh lo chomesh v'yesh lo bir. No, these rules of Maaser Sheni, of the second tithe, also apply to the grapes of the fourth year. Beishamai omrim, Beishamai say, Yesh lo peret v'yesh lo olelos. That the rules of fallen grapes or deformed grapes also apply to the grapes of the fourth year. V'haniim podim l'atzman. And therefore, these fallen grapes and deformed grapes belong to the poor, so they would just be able to take them, and they would be responsible for redeeming them. Ubeis Hillel omrim kula lagas. But Beis Hillel say everything goes to the wine vat, meaning that the whole thing is considered sanctified in Kerem Ravai, and the owner should turn the whole thing into wine, and therefore redeem it and take that to Yerushalayim. Looking in the Bartnuro. Kerem Ravai, the grapes of the fourth year, Shehut Sarach Pidyon, Imbala Achla Chutzli Rishalayim, that they need to be redeemed if he wants to eat them outside of Jerusalem. Behu Hadim, Lachol Eitz Maichal. And it's not only grapes, it's actually true of the produce of any tree of the fourth year. Ein Lo Chomesh, there's no fifth. De Lo Kasva Torah Bo, Shabalim Mosifin Es HaChomesh, Kederech She Kasva B'Maiser Sheni. The Torah doesn't tell us that the owners need to add a fifth when he redeems it, like it tells us about second tithe. Ve'en lo biur, and it doesn't need to be removed. Eno chayav levaro min habayis be'erev Pesach shel revias v'shel shavias kishemizbar ha'maisros kidechsiv biarti hakodesh min habayis. So the Torah does not tell us that he needs to remove the produce of the fourth year from his house, Erev Pesach, in the fourth and seventh years, the way that it does when it says about tithes, I remove the holy things from the house. Yeshli Chomesh v'yeshli Bior. Beis disagrees and says, no, these rules do apply. Beis Hillel yafi kodesh kodesh b'maiser. So Beis Hillel have a Gezeret Shava. They learn from one thing that's called Kodesh to another thing that's called Kodesh, so they apply the rules of Second Tithe to these grapes of the fourth year. Mahamaiser yesh lo chomesh v'yesh lo biur, af karen revai yesh lo chomesh v'yesh lo biur. So they feel that everything that applies to Second Tithe also applies to karen revai. Ube Shammai lo yalfi kodesh kodesh b'maiser. But Beis Shammai do not have this Gezeret Shava, so they do not apply the rules of Second Tithes to karen revai. Yeshla Peret v'Yeshla Ololos, the rules of fallen grapes and deformed grapes apply. Duchulin Chashvile, they consider them to be secular, so the poor can just come and take what would normally belong to them from the crop. V'Haniyim Podin La'atzman, and the poor who get these things for themselves are responsible to redeem them. Haperet v'Ololos Shalaktu, the fallen grapes and the deformed grapes that they glean, v'Ochlin Osan b'makoman, and they eat them where they are, umalin hadamim liushalayim, and then they take the money to Jerusalem. Ubeis Hillel omrim kul agas. Beis Hillel say everything goes to the wine vat. Bishum diyalfi mi meiser, because they're learning it from Second Tithe. Usviralahu meiser sheni mamun gavohu, and they feel that Second Tithe is considered God's money, not our money, so you can't just give it away, so even to the poor. Hilkach ein la niyim chelikbo, therefore the poor do not have a share in it. V'dorchen ha'olos im shar ha'yayin, therefore you press these grapes with the rest of the crop. V'habalim malin ha'kol Yerushalayim, and the owners are responsible for taking everything to Jerusalem. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Hay. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zion.